Hi, my name's Chris Scott, and this interview was recorded for the UK Wine Show. For the latest news and terms and conditions, go to ukwineshow.co.uk. Hi, my name's Chris Scott, and I'm here with Klaus Patz from Geisenheim, one of the scientists here at Geisenheim. How are you, Klaus?
Fine, thank you.
Excellent. What we're going to be talking about today is a wee bit about Geisenheim, a wee bit about some of the research you guys do and how it sort of interfaces with the students themselves in the food and beverage side of things. What's exactly your role here, Klaus?
So I'm a food chemist and I'm responsible for the quality control of wine and beverages we produce in Geisenheim, even which is produced from the industry.
Do you do any lecturing class or... Do you lecture with the students? Do you teach them anything? Or
yes, of course. I hold lectures in the field of wine. So this is a practical laboratory work. Mm-hmm. We do a lot of practical applications in the lab. And then I hold lessons for the beverage technologists, yes, so the engineers.
Yep.
And I am responsible for the lectures in juice education or beverage education. So this means preparing some new juices and also in the soft drink.
We won't worry about juices and soft drinks. We're a wine show, so we'll focus in on that.
Okay.
You've shown me around some of the laboratories here, and there's lots of flash bits of kit here, and we'll talk about some of those later on. But do you still do basic stuff like titration, where you drip something in until the color changes or a solid forms and all that sort of thing?
Yes. Of course, we are forced to use also the classical called reverence analysis. This means this is a wet chemistry, so this is a basic chemistry. We do it, but we do it in another way than the students do it. We do it mostly automated.
Okay.
So because we are low in stuff, we are forced to automate every system, but the analytical work is similar to the classical how you do it by hand.
Okay, and the students, do they get trained in both techniques or are they...
They start here with a short course, of course. They don't really study chemistry. They study winemaking or what else. So they get a short course in doing by hand, so they can do it also at home. Yes, if they have a small winery, they can analyze the wine by itself. And I think this is very important to understand the chemistry and also to do it.
Yep.
And then they see also our lab and they see it. How can you do it in another way?
Okay.
So if they go to a bigger winery or to a lab, they can enhance their knowledge.
Okay, but you don't. The students don't learn chemistry per se.
Yes, they have some basic lectures in chemistry.
Okay, I remember doing chemistry. I struggled with chemistry at university. I did it my first year because it was part of my requirement as engineering. But I found it really hard, I sort of got a B in it.
But they have a basic lecture in classical chemistry, and they have also some practical work, because before they come to the wine chemistry, they learn first the classical chemistry, so how make a titration, how make a gravity measurement, and so on.
And then I suppose it's mainly practical skills as opposed to sort of understanding covalent bonding and all sorts of crazy stuff like that.
Yeah, there are two sides. One is the lesson and one is the practical application.
Yeah, sure. And you also have your laboratory here that we've just had a look around. There's, lots of flash bits of kit. Do you do commercial work as well?
No, not really commercial work. We are forced to give the industry some help if they have some problems. So this is our main aim. So this means we make practical research. Practical means help the industry to go on or to solve their problems.
Oh, okay. So it's not really about... you're not a lab for wine regions who want to know what's in their wines and all that. It's more if there's a problem.
Yeah, in my opinion, it's very important to don't get in competition with the private industry, because we are financed by the government, and the government means the people.
Yeah, yep.
And so in my opinion, don't go together really, or to go in competition with the private labs, because they want to live by themselves. Yeah, so it's very important. And so we have research projects which are financed by the EU or by the government, and also some research projects which are financed by the industry.
Mm-hmm.
But our main aim is really the research.
Okay, and what sort of research are you guys doing here?
So we have a...
Wine-based research.
Yeah,
so we won't worry about juices.
Yeah, juice is more interesting than wine, yes.
No!
Yes. But nevertheless, of course, wine is some cultural, yes. Therefore, wine research is very important. So the problem at the moment, there are some fields we are looking in wine research. Let me point out some points I have in mind, perhaps. So first, in my application is the how can you improve the laboratory instruments or how can you improve the quality control of wine? And this is my main focus. My personal main focus is spectroscopy. Mm-hmm. So make your work easier, cheaper, and much more environmental friendly. This means don't use chemicals.
Okay, so you're researching different processes of analysis.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So we develop also calibration models, or we test new instruments, and then we write a paper and say, okay, this is useful for this application or not. This is papers more read by practitioners than by the scientists, yes.
Oh, okay. And I suppose you get a lot of companies, like Germany is quite famous for being quite industrial in terms of high-end, quite niche products. So a lot of the chemical analysis equipment, I imagine, is Germanic, made in Germany.
No.
Not all of it?
No.
Some of it?
Any of it? The problem at the moment, everything is going together, yes, as you know. So especially in the analytical field, there's really coming together. And at the moment, there are two, three companies which really dominate the market. And of course, there are some niche companies. We work together very close with a company which produce these MIR instruments. This is a FOSS company. I don't know if I can say the name here.
Yeah,
so,
we're fine.
Because FOSS is really a company which they understand how to use an analytical instrument, make it useful for practice application.
I suppose some of the companies producing this equipment, like FOSS, as you said, they're producing machines that are quite generic. You know, you can use them for wine, you could use them for apple juice, you could probably use them for urine samples. How do you make a decision about what's appropriate for the wine industry versus what's appropriate for other industries? And how do you use that to try and make sure you have a smaller footprint in the environment?
The problem is if we test analytical instruments and for what purpose, that we have different sizes in industry. So we have big companies, small companies, and we have also different type of equipment for this.
Yeah.
And meanwhile, we can really use a lot of instruments which are really save the environment because do not use chemicals. So if you switch to another equipment, not only spectroscopy, but also the enzymatic analyze, as I show you, is able to save the environment because you only use water and some enzymes, and this is not really waste, yes.
Yeah. Okay, so yeah, wet chemistry, as you said earlier, where you put two chemicals together and see what comes out, and then you tip it out. Not really the future as far as you're concerned?
So I don't. I think it's not the future because we see now some tendencies that they get bigger and bigger instruments are available, like NMR also in the wine field.
Yeah, MNR is MRA, isn't
it?
NMR.
Means nuclear magnetic resonance spectroscopy. Yep. This is also used in the medical part.
Yeah, that's those big round things that you get into if you're really sick and your doctor wants to find out what's going on.
Yes, and this technique, these machines look different in the laboratory, but this machine can be able to analyze up to 50 parameters in a wine in some minutes. So if you think about the capability of this instrument for the future quality control, this get more and more interesting.
Okay, and I suppose one of the interesting things is when you're producing wine, if the testing equipment gets more and more sophisticated, can you put them almost in line processes? I'm thinking about really big producers here. We're talking, you know, the the massive producers, maybe someone producing Liebfraumilch or Black Tower or something like that, you know, where they're just high volume. Some of those are almost continuous production processes. Would it be possible to integrate some of these testings into that sort of process?
So if you like to integrate it, you can do it. Mm-hmm. These instruments I have shown you are still integrated in the milk industry. But the problem is the wine industry, even in bigger companies, they have different barrels, different wines, yeah. different style of wines. So we don't see really a solution to have one big tube, yes, yeah. and pumping all your wines through one tube. And this must be possible if you want to integrate it, because these online analyzers are very expensive.
Okay, so that's what the milk industry does, because
yeah.
let's face it, there's full fat, semi-skimmed yep, and skimmed yep, milks, and yep. there's only three, whereas a typical winery will produce large amounts, and it's more batch, isn't it? So the type of processes that you're looking at are more batch processes.
Yeah, batch processes, but it works very quick. You can go to a barrel, take a sample, and 1 minute later, you have your result.
Okay. Well, next week, we're going to talk about the different types of things that you can analyze, but I think we'll wrap it up there, Klaus. Thank you very much for your time.
Thank you.